على نبيه ومصطفاه نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه. أما بعد, حياكم الله. The systems to a new session of the Arabic for beginners and with the book of Al-Ajamiyya. And today we are, as I promised, we are going to go through the Mamnu' min al-Sarf. Am I right? Is this the thing that we promised to do?
طيب, first of all, what is الممنوع, what does الممنوع من الصرف mean? ممنوع means prevented or not allowed, forbidden. That is the ممنوع. من الصرف, من is from, الصرف it, that is a صرف, that is a صرف. That is the ممنوع من الصرف. ممنوع من الصرف whenever it is found. Why do we need to emphasize the ممنوع من الصرف separately from all others? It is because the ممنوع من الصرف, الممنوع من الصرف, whenever it is found, in the khaf position, then the sign for khaf here, or the sign for jar, is the fatha, not the kasra. It is the fatha, not the kasra. That is good. How can I know that this noun is ممنوع من الصرف? How can I know that this noun is ممنوع من الصرف or not? Because if it is ممنوع من الصرف and it is in خفض position, I'm going to use the fatha. While if it is not ممنوع من الصرف, I'm going to use the كسر. So how can I know that? Here we say الممنوع من الصرف is a noun that cannot exceed the تنوين for the following reasons. The following reasons. These are, first, it is alam plus that it has one of six other reasons. Yani we have it is either alam meaning noun or sifa meaning adjective. So it is either Alam or objective? That is the first reason. Besides each one of these reasons, there are reasons. We'll take the alam first. The alam has six other reasons. One of the first one is that it is alam and it is mu'annas without alif al-ta'nith. What does that mean? We have mu'annas. How can I differentiate between the mudhakkar noun, or the noun that is mudhakkar, and the noun that is mu'annas? The noun that is mu'annas has signs. It is either be with alif, and when it comes with alif, then it is alif mamduda, and that is the extended alif followed by hamza. It is an extended alif. You see the alif and followed by hamza, like sama and asma and khansa and the like. There are many other names or nouns that has this. So this is mu'annas. How do I know it is mu'annas? It has alif. It has one of the signs. We have, let me just return back a little bit. The mu'annas is of two kinds. We have something called mu'annas haqiqi, real feminine, real mu'annas. And when we say real, we do not mean that the person who carries this name is female, not necessarily. And the other is majazi. And the other is majazi, which is metaphor, not real, huh? So we have something called majazi, which is the metaphor. Majazi doesn't carry any sign of the mu'annas. And that is like Zainab, like Hind. This is called ta'nith majazi. It's not real mu'annas. But we have mu'annas haqiqi. Mu'annas haqiqi, which has at the end of it either alif mamduda or alif maqsura or even ta'nith. I'm going to speak about all these in detail. Why do I need to get to these things deep? Just to make you understand it from A to Z. Now, so we said that we have mu'annas haqiqi, which carries one of three signs. Remember, it does not necessarily refer back to a feminine or a female, but it is treated like the noun that is that refers to a female. Mu'annas haqiqi, we said three things. First is with alif التأنيث الممدودة and we said this alif must be followed by hamza. Example for it, we said asma and sama, khamsa, the like. Right, we have we have alif maqsura, and this, as I remember, told you that it looks like the ya when it is, but it does not have two dots. It does not have two dots underneath it. So this is the ya as you see it, and this is the alif maqsura as you see it. What is the difference between both? The first one has two dots beneath it, and that is the ya. The second does not have any dots beneath it, and that is the alif maqsura. Okay. Examples for alif ta'anith maqsura, I remember I told you Salma wa Layla Lubna Su'da and the like. So we have now two mu'annath. We are not talking about neither one. The third mu'annath, haqiqi, third mu'annath haqiqi, is what is ended with ta al-ta'nith التأنيث المربوطة. Meaning at the end of it there is التأنيث المربوطة. Do you know what it is? How it looks like? This is التأنيث المربوطة, which is a circle and two dots above it. And when it is in would be like that. So it is either this or this. This is called ta'anith al-marbut. Like like this, we have Warda, and Hamza. See, it has a circle with two dots above it. While this, we have Fatima, Talha, and the like. So now we have, with the circle with two dots above it, we have Warda, which is feminine and a female. And we have Hamza, which is a man, but in Arab we treat this noun as a female because it has the sign of ta'anith, feminization. Now The other one, which looks like, as you see, the other one, which is connected to the other, to the world, we have Fatima, and we have Talha. We have Talha. And both are considered to be Mu'annas. Now, so, now we have the ta'anith haqiqi. This is the ta'anith haqiqi, and then we have ta'anith majazi. We have the ta'anith majazi, and ta'anith majazi has no meaning. This is something used by the Arabs, and the examples of it, as we said, Hind, Zainab, Tamadur, all these are names for feminine. Right. Now let me ask you this question. Which one of these is the one that we are talking about in the Mumnu' Masar? Now you should be now qualified to tell me which one. Who can know? Who can answer? Raise your hand, please. Am I talking to a living existence? Right. Asma, go ahead. Which one do we need when we talk about the Mamnu' min al-Sarf? Now we have four kinds of ta'anith. One with Arab Mamduda, one with Arab Maqsura, one with ta'anith, one which is irregular, not on the base of principle. Now, what is the question? I said, out of the four kinds of ta'anith, which one we are talking about when we discuss about Mamnu' min al-Sarf? Which one do you expect to ask for? Brian Nabila, go ahead. Al-alamu al-mu'annad. No. Nabila, go ahead. Zainab is majazi. Nah. Majazi means, as we said, and for all, it is irregular. Tayyip, Hanif, can you tell us, please, which one? Marbuta from Haqiqi, and these two, Ta Marbuta from Haqiqi, and these two, La, we did not say that, sorry. I said we have four kinds of Mu'annas. Three haqiqi, one majazi. Right? We said the haqiqi are which ended with alif ta'niz, mamduda, one. Two, what is ended with alif. Three, what is ended with ta marbuta, ta'niz marbuta. Now, and the fourth is the majazi. Ridwan, go ahead. Alif Maksura, Yahudi Maksura, Nolan. Life. It is two. It is what ended with Ta Marbuta, as Harif said. And the other, which is, okay, Harif said it, sorry, Harif. Sorry, and the second is the majazi. Okay, Harif said it, Abu Najaz, Harif. We're not seeing your example. Right, so the first one, of the mamnu'ness one, let me categorize this for you, Rekha. I write it here so you can save it. I said that, as you see now, first illah, al-illah al-ula, al-alami, that it is alam. Now, the second illah is a ta'niz b'ghayri alif. And the mithal, the example, as you see, Zainab. It is alam. It is mu'annas, but no alif. Fatima, it is alam. It is mu'annas, but no alif. Hamza, it is alam. It is mu'annas, but no alif. When we say mu'annas, we do not mean the one who carries the name. Right. The second is al-illah al-ula al-alamiyya. Al-illah al-thaniya al-ujma. The first illah is al-alamiyya. The second is al-ujma. What is ujma? That the noun is not Arabic, not from the Arab names. Or it is not coming from the Arabic language. The example of it is Ya'qub, Yusuf, Idris, Ibrahim, Ismail. Naam. And the third, Al-Alamiyya plus Al-Tarqib. Tarqib means combination. It is Alam, but it is combined of two nouns, like Hadramaut, this city in Yemen, or it's a region in Yemen called Hadramaut. Originally it is Hadara. The two nouns are a verb and a noun, or a verb and a noun. Now Hadramaut is one word. No space between them. And as I said, it's either two nouns, like Da'labak, or Nala Laysa Hadra al-Mawt, Hadra Mawt. Akad, Hadra Mawt. ما حضر الموت نسأل الله العافية والسلام. We have either verb and noun like this حضر موت. It's combined together to be one word, حضر موت. Or it is a noun and a noun like بعل بك. And it's also a town in Lebanon. Ba'labak. Okay? So it is now Alam. It became Alam. And it is combined. The fourth is that it is alam and it has an extra alif and noon at the end of it. An extra alif and noon at the end of it, like Uthman, Marwan, Ghatafan and the like. Sufyan, Adnan. The fifth is that it is alam, but it comes like a verb. Example, Ahmed, Ahmedu, Yazid, Yahya. Now here, it is alam. Ahmed is alam. But also it looks like the verb. You say, Ana Ahmedu, meaning my name is Ahmed. أنا أحمد I am أحمد أحمد الله أنا أحمد أحمد الله I am أحمد I am the person who is called أحمد أحمد الله I thank Allah. Is that clear? And the sixth is that it is علم. Besides that, it is ma'adul, yani it is alamiya ma'al adl. Al adl means that it is changed from state to state. Example, Umar originally from, it came from Amir. And Hudalu came from Habil. Zuhal came from Zahil. Mudar came from Mother. So it is originally like that. Amir and then changed to Umar. Habil changed to Hubal. Mabir changed to Mudar. So this is with the Alam. Two reasons, one of them is the Alam. Now we have also two reasons, but instead of alam, we have al-wasf. Al-wasf. It's a kind of description or so we have al-wasf, al-wasfiyya with the extra alif and noon, like Shab'an. Shab'an means I'm full, I don't need to eat, I'm not hungry. Rayyan, and Rayyan means I'm okay, I'm not thirsty. Na'san means sleepy. And Yaqdan, which means not sleepy, opposite of sleepy. So this is wasfiyya with alif and no extra from the word. Originally it is shaba, ray, yaqut, but we add alif and nun at the end of it, and by that it becomes mamnu' al-mufsal. Also, al-wasfiyya with wazn al-fi'l, meaning, although it is a kind of description, but it is also, it sounds like the verb. Example, akramu, afdalu, ajmalu. You say, Muhammadun akramu min Ali. So Muhammad is more generous than Ali. And you also say, Akrama Muhammadun Ali. Ali treated, Muhammad treated Ali kindly. So it looks like it, but it's not. It does not mean, it is not a fi'l. It looks like a fi'l. And the third is, wasfiyya with adl. You remember adl, amir to umar. Here also we have in the description, the wasf, also we have adl. Like, مثلا, this is, this has عدل from اثنين, ثلاث is from ثلاثة, رباع الرباع, sorry, ثلاث, مثلا ثلاث, رباع, رباع is from أربعة, أخر اسم آخر آخر. So this is called Adam. Now we have 9 reasons. 6 of them بكلية and other علة, other reason. 3 of them, the three of the out of the 9 was free plus other reason. Now we have two other reasons for ممنوع من الصرف. Either because as we said before, yani the alam itself cannot be ممنوع من الصرف. Alam itself cannot be ممنوع من الصرف. Ujma itself cannot be ممنوع من الصرف. And that, when it is only one reason, it cannot be ممنوع من الصرف. Amongst those reasons, the 9 reasons we described. Now, I have 2 other reasons. Each one of them individually will stand as the 2 reasons in the past 9 examples we talked about. What is that? The first is alif al-ta'nith, alif al-ta'nith, whether maqsura or mamduda. Either one. So when the noun comes in that form, then it is ممنوع من الصرف. Example, of alif التأنيث المقصود حبلى we have Uswa, we have Layla and the like. And Arab التأنيث الممدودة. لا سوري ليلى exactly. قبلة قصوى دنيا رضوى دعوة ابن ليلى ابن ليلى ابن سلوى سلمى all and then we have ألف تأنيث ممدودة and that is like حمراء حسنى بيضاء and the like. So now we have ألف التأنيث. But this is these are two ألف التأنيث الممدودة ألف التأنيث المكسورة. And then the third which will complete 12. We have 12 reasons for ممنوع من الصرف. Up to now we have 11. 6 which is عالمية plus other reason and 3 وصفية plus other reason and this all 9 and then we have ألف التأنيث الممدودة 10 11 ألف التأنيث المكسورة and then we have the 12 which is as they call it صيغة منتهى الجموع. There is the plural that has no. In Arabic we have plural and plural of plural. Plural and plural of plural. This is called, what is صيغة منتهى الجموع? Which is ممنوع من الصرف. صيغة منتهى الجموع is that it is جمع تكسير that has two letters after the alif of it. Example, we have the word masjid. Masjid has no alif and this is singular. We want to make it plural. What we do? We make taksir. Break between the seal and the jim. So it is, and we put alif there. Masa. Now, masa, there is the alif. Look and notice what comes after it. Jim and dal, masajid. Member, when we want to make it plural, we say, we break between the nun and the ba, mana, and put alif, and mana, manabir. Okay? شعائر حرائر and the like. This is one case for منتهى الجموع. The other case for منتهى الجموع which is also جمع تكسير but after the alif there are three letters and the middle letter of it is ساكن. Example and the alif after the alif we have مفتاح. We gotta do some break in here to make it plural. This is singular مفتاح. Then when we want to make it plural we say Masa. So the alif is broken from between the ta and ha and brought forth two between the fa and ta. So we have done jam' taksir. Mafa kin. What are the letters after alif, ta, ya, ha? Is the middle one sakin? Yes. The ya is sakin. So this is sigat min ta al-jumu', so this is mamnu' min al-sarf. We have usfur. Miftah is key. Usfur, bird. How can we make this singular noun, usfur, plural? Asavir, we break and remove something and bring something. And even in the harakat, we do a lot of changes. It's a kind of complete refurbishment or overhauling of this word. Ashur, we make it, then asa, asafir. Look after the alif, we have three letters, fa, ya, and ra. The middle one, which is the ya, is sakin. It is mamnu' min al-sarf. Is that clear? So whenever one of these 12 reasons is found in the jar position, we say that the jar for it is the sign for jar for it is the fatha instead of kasra. Right? And by that we end up our session today, willing inshallah to see you tomorrow to continue with alamat al-jazm inshallah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. In regard to the questions, please write it down and make it for tomorrow, because it's already too late here and we are approaching the prayer time. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.